Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by the law offices of Jeffrey M. Levine.
They suck, so you don't have to.
They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Founding members of the WB Club.
Wake and bake, come on.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Welcome in. It's Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Let's take roll. Let's call attendance. Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Mike Tomlin.
Sucking.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Brian Cashman.
I also know that we suck right now.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, like, do we suck?
Chris Rock.
I suck so bad, they used to pick me after the white kids.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you got to embrace the suck.
Eloy.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys are suck. Hey, when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
Mark Rohde.
Steve, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? I'm having a cup of coffee. I'm listening to the suck roll call. What can I do for you?
Well, you have in-depth reporting on the Bears, so that fits perfectly with Saturday suckage.
And absolutely.
And it fits perfectly with the Bears' new owner, Aaron Rodgers. Talk about sucking there, too. So
did he lose some of his ownership because of what he said, though?
Nothing could be more on brand as far as Bears ownership than sucking out loud in public like that. We'll get to that later on. So, Mark, you know who's back with us? Trash Panda. He told us he had a new opening to the show, and he just, like, cut the old one in half.
Yo, here's the thing. I didn't have enough time to get the full thing done today. And there's like some elements in there that I need to find the originals of because some of it needs to be kept because it's just I can't let some of it go. So I need to find the originals of those, and I'm working on that. That's what we're waiting on.
3 days was not enough time. Sorry. I guess we should have given you more time.
No, you told me you asked for that Thursday.
All right.
And I have not been in the station since Wednesday.
I'll have to admit, I didn't hear the very beginning of the open because I was a little tardy getting the earbuds in here
Standard.
This morning. So, whoa.
You should hear him panic when you're not here. Grody's not connected when we're getting into the Eagles.
No, it's not there's connected. No panic at all. I just say Grody's not connected. And then right. And then I assume you'll be there by the time Rosie starts talking.
It's a little game I like to play. How close can I get to just starting my day, punching in on the clock when the show actually starts? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I did. So last night, I went out to Port Barrington at a wonderful restaurant and bar out there with Lance Briggs doing the Miller Lite show. And I got, like, even for remotes, I like to kind of, you know, roll up at the last second. And I got a panicked text from Mitch saying,
there's a surprise.
It's a packed house out there.
Spilgus panicking. I don't know.
ETA. I'm like, I'm here. I had a weird day yesterday because the appearance that I had with Briggs was in Barrington, and I had to do an interview with Jesse James of the Bears, which was going to be performed on Zoom. So I had to make the decision of, do I take a chance and leave late in the afternoon, or do I leave ridiculously early and essentially spend my day in Barrington? And that's what I did. Spent my day in Barrington. It's very lovely country out there. Saw a lot of horses and large houses and hung out at a Dunkin' Donuts for a couple hours. Got my interview done with Jesse James and then hung out with Lance Briggs for 2 hours. So that was my day in Barrington.
So you were at Port Barrington. You were at the Bobby Orr. Is that where you were?
Yes, it was. It's called the Broken Oar Marina Bar and Grill. It was great, actually. It was really nice. Okay. Like, awesome outdoor heated tent overlooking the Fox River.
I knew about all the horses and all the big homes and all the land and the rolling greens and stuff like that. And the horse barns, not arm barns, but the horse barns. I didn't know there was a Port Barrington, but apparently it exists.
I did not know either, and I'm very heartened to know now that several people did not realize that, but there is a port. I congratulated, it was a large audience, and I congratulated them on the radio. I said, congratulations for your port. I was not familiar with it. And then, of course, I had several people come up to me and explain to me that there are several. There's a North Barrington, a South Barrington, there's this. And then all the while, there was a Wakanda Cary Grove High School football game going down, too. So I got a real education on Barrington, and it made me think, you know what? I'd like to live in Barrington, Port Barrington.
Will they have you? Because usually there's quite the vetting process.
Yeah, I mean, for especially since, like, I'm a city boy, and you know that's country land. So I mean, I live in the heart of the concrete jungle. So I am an outsider. So, but I feel like I scored points with the folks in the port. That's what we call it now, the port.
The port, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
All right.
The
he
port.
Was at the Bobby Orr with Lance Briggs. And did Lance Briggs explain to you, by the way? Did you ask him the question, why does the Bears defense suck as bad as the Bears offense?
Yeah. I did attempt to ask him that question, and it's a head shaker at this point in terms of, like, everything breaking down last. Even Roquan Smith had a low volume game last week, and it was as bad as, a matter of fact, Sean Desai said yesterday it was the worst 11 minutes the Bears have played on defense in that second half all year, and you can't really fight with it. The problem is that this is not new. You know, the Bears defense has allowed a gargantuan amount of explosive plays and has allowed opposing teams' running backs to just break on through whenever they want. So it's a problem, and it's the problem that you could not afford to have if you are concerned about the Bears record and the Bears winning and not just Justin Fields, then the fact that the Bears defense is breaking down is the Bears' biggest problem right now.
And it was viewed right about the time that it was clear that Matt Nagy had no idea what to do with Mitch Trubisky, and Mitch Trubisky had no idea what to do while he was in the pocket. And everybody was, you talk about panic texts from Spilkes, Mitch Rosen, that everybody was panicking then. What is this offense will, if this offense ever gets right, it will do it after the Bears' defense has plummeted from the best in the league or top five in the league to just broken down and lucky to be average. And here we are.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Right. And like I said, this was the I've used this analogy a million times. It's like you have the good kid and the bad kid in your family. Like the defense was always the good kid. We don't have to worry about you. We have to worry about the other kid who has special problems. So, but oh no, the good kid is now misbehaving, so everything is bad. Here's the good news, I suppose, that this actually is Bears Steelers. When we dig into the matchup, this is a chance for the Bears defense to get well. There is nothing explosive about the Pittsburgh offense right now. They are 26th in points, 24th in yards, 28th in rushing, despite having Najee Harris, 16th in passing this year. So we're not looking at two explosive offenses that are going to go down duking it out in Western Pennsylvania on Monday night. This is a real chance for the Bears defense to rebound if they have the will.
Hey, Grody, can I offer you a thought on why I don't think the Bears defense is going to get right this week?
Please do.
Eddie Jackson's probably not going to play. And I think a lot of what happened against the 49ers was due to Eddie Jackson not being on the field. And,
wow.
And the combination of that and Khalil Mack being out like breaks down the whole defense. Because without Khalil Mack, you lose a big part of your pass rush. And without Eddie Jackson, like something I think that a lot of people don't realize is him being on the field. Like I know we point out his tackling problems, but he actually is still pretty good in coverage. And he just doesn't get thrown at a lot. And it's because teams know if you throw at this guy, he's probably going to make you pay for it. He also, because of his ability in coverage, allows the Bears to run really complex coverages in the defensive backfield. So you take him out of that game, and now their game plan just totally went out the door because they're not able to do the things that they're usually able to do. And if he's not on the field against the Steelers, like I just feel like the defense is still going to look like trash. Doesn't matter who they're playing.
Well, not to mention Deion Bush. You don't even have his backup in there. And, yeah, I agree with you that, like, we talked about like, it had been floated out there, you know, Eddie Jackson, you know, do you bench him? No. Because he's still definitely your best option at safety. He is still better than Tashawn Gibson. And then you kind of narrow it down to DeAndre Houston Carson, who is, you know, I think you're seeing that he is a, like, I think it's proper to describe DeAndre Houston Carson as a good football player because he is special team stalwart. We saw him chasing down Deebo Samuel. I mean, he's the only one that got points on that awful 83-yard run from the Bears' perspective, anyway, by Deebo Samuel. And then DeAndre Houston Carson was that guy that, you know, was able to sprint and show some damn speed, man, for sure. I mean, that, like, wow, okay, he can move for sure. And guys, by the way, the Bears are practicing today because it's Monday Night Football, and we will find out later, maybe on this show's watch, between now and 2 o'clock, we will get the status reports, and I'll be able to tell you hopefully if who's in, who's out, and the official statuses of the players for the Monday Night game. So today is like a Friday.
Well, you're trying to make a case for the Bears defense not sucking because the Steelers aren't that great. Well, the Niners weren't that great. They'd lost 4 in a row. They came in 2-4. They were playing quarterback roulette. They had nothing to brag about. And look what happened. I mean, they had explosive play after explosive play in the air, on the ground. I mean, that the play you talked about where DeAndre Houston Carson was the only guy, one of 11 guys, who managed to do anything right. That was a tunnel pass on 3rd and 19 that went for 83 yards.
Yep.
So, of course the Bears defense can look bad. In fact, you should expect it to, because that's the way this is trending. And we'll talk about more about that. Or, by the way, we're going to talk about that with Jim Schwantz. He'll be our guest at 11:20. We'll ask him why the defense sucks as bad as the offense. And we will. He is part of the WBBM. He is part of Mark Grody's WBBM pregame show, 780 AM, our brother station over there. And with the inevitable Ron Gleason and Jay Hilgenberg. And that'll be 11:20. At noon, we'll talk with Josh Nelson of Sox Machine. Rick Hahn said a bunch of stuff. I don't know. It was just a lot to parse through. I'm not sure what he said that meant anything. We'll ask Josh what he got out of it. And we will do what Mark heard. And Mark heard a lot. There was a lot to be heard this week from outgoing coach of the Bears. And we will do that. Also, I wrote part of a parody song again.
This frightens the hell out of me, by the way.
It's good because we don't have the music. I just thought I'd sing. I did this before, and I think this is pretty good. It's words by me and music by Billy Joel. So we'll do that later on too. We are broadcasting from the Score Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. We will take a break, and when we come back here on Saturday Suckage, we'll talk to Jim Schwantz. We will find out why the Bears' defense sucks like the Bears' offense, and can anything be done about it? I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
100%. I think that the way that he leads his organization is rare. And, you know, I've been to different owners' meetings over the years and been around them, and you know, he went to William and Mary and I went to Delaware, and so, but I was younger. But the path that he came through and the way he's done things, I just really respect and love the way that he treats. He's real with his coaches. He's real with his players. He's authentic. He's tough on them, but loves them. And he wins. That's what he does. He wins. So I just have a ton of respect for him. And you just said it. I mean, one of the greatest coaches to ever coach in this league. And it just speaks volumes. I have ton of respect.
You know, that is, Steve, that's Matt Nagy talking about Mike. Do not offer me the USC job, Tomlin. Don't do it.
Yep, that's it. He wins. Sucking. Yeah, right. He admits when they suck. You know what? When the Steelers suck, Mike Tomlin tells you that. And when the Bears suck, Matt Nagy talks about kumbaya and good vibes and how the room couldn't be closer. And he's just full of so much crap. He is just desperately stupid on the way out that this game is a clash of opposites in a lot of different ways. We'll get to more of them later. But first, on Saturday Suckage, we will get to the Scores Hotline. It's presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We will welcome back to the show Jim Schwantz from the WBBM 780 AM 105.9 FM pregame, Bears pregame, halftime, postgame show. Jim, thanks for joining us. Why does the Bears defense suck as much as the Bears offense?
First off, I think they were exposed Sunday. I think you can make a lot of excuses. No Khalil Mack, no Batman to the Robin. That is Robert Quinn. So they kind of exposed that. But more importantly, and I know they lost Eddie Jackson early, and that doesn't help things. As poor as Eddie's played, he's still a starting safety in this league. And you know, last I checked, there's only 64 of those, so he's one of the best 64 in the world at that position. But so that doesn't help. And then I think what ends up happening is Coach Shanahan, as much as they're, if you would have told me the 49ers that Coach Shanahan was a below 500 coach coming in last week, I'd have told you were wrong until I saw it. It just seems like because they were in the Super Bowl a few years ago, they've got to be a good football team. Well, you know, double-digit losses in a couple of years in a row will skew those numbers. But he is still an unbelievable play caller, and I think he just took Coach Desai to the woodshed. I think last week there was a couple things that he found early. You kind of, as an offensive play caller, you kind of prod things and you poke things throughout the first 15. That's what those play callers do. They try to find, whether it be in a formation or an emotion or some type of adjustment, that they can make, find something that's going to be to their advantage. And what appeared to me was they were doing what's called a pin and pull, where they were pinning the outside guy and pulling the front side lineman. They were getting into the second level and forcing what has been a very difficult task for us in the secondary to make secondary guys tackle. Deion Sanders once famously said, "I'm not paid to make tackles. I'm not paid." That's what, people want to question my toughness and my ability to tackle, but I am not paid to make tackles. So, the secondary, when they're forced to make tackles on guys like, the running backs who are much bigger, and then, oh, by the way, you throw a bona fide, Pro Bowl fullback and Juszczyk into the whole thing. Now you're in all kinds of problems. So I just think it was, hopefully, as a Bear fan, it was an anomaly. The defense has played well for the bulk of the season. Obviously what they've done with the sacks has been great. But last week was not an indication. And I think that was, hopefully, again, in my hope and Bear fandom, that it was an anomaly. But we'll certainly find out this week. This is not a very good offense in Pittsburgh. They've got a couple of good offensive players. This defense is a little bit more of a problem.
Yeah, I was kind of going through some of that about the Pittsburgh offense. It's interesting, Jim, in that answer you used the word the Bears defense was exposed and anomaly. And if obviously, and those two things kind of go against each other, but if the Bears defense was exposed, does that mean that they're not going to be able to put it back together?
Well, Mark, you got to have the personnel, two plays into this. You got to have the personnel to be able to get to those types of plays, and it's a little bit of a specific position, a specific use position in the fullback. There's not many teams that carry one anymore. So, you know, the 49ers just happen to have one of the best, you know, on the planet right now that does it. So I think that lends itself to being able to do some of the things that the 49ers were able to do. But, you know, the NFL is a week-to-week league. We say that all the time. And what happens is it's not unlike baseball or basketball or whatever else. You find something the other team doesn't do well, and then you keep running it until they fix what they do to try to stop it, and then what's the next step? I've always said it's not checkers, it's chess, and it's there's no doubt about it. But again, it's my hope that, you know, the fact that this is on film now, that Coach Desai was able to sit down with his staff and they were able to diagnose what it was that they did that they weren't doing well and fix it. The fear is that, you know, other teams are going to be able to get to, and think about it, the number one play in that game was the 84-yard throw to Deebo Samuel, and that was on the edge. You know, nothing really happened in the middle. They got Akeem Hicks back last week. We know Roquan Smith is very good. Ogletree has played outstanding this year, so much so that Danny Trevathan snaps have taken a big hit. But the edges is where the Bears were exposed, and that, you know, no Khalil Mack out there, and they were able to get away from what is, you know, what was the Bears' strength, you know, the pass rush, and get it to the edges, and let's see, you know, can Kendall Vildor tackle? Can, you know, Gibson tackle? Can Jalen Johnson tackle? And let's find out. And they were able to expose that to a point last week, and we'll see if it gets fixed.
Jim Schwantz is our guest. You can hear him on Bears pregame, postgame, halftime on WBBM, our brother station, 780 AM, 105.9 FM. You know, the on the edges, and however you want to look at it, wherever they might be vulnerable and poking and prodding, and with various people returning to the lineup, leaving the lineup on defense, over the last 5 weeks, they've given up an average of more than 140 rushing yards per game, which is where it starts. And that's just not all on the edge. That's a central problem to a team that benefited by being able to rush the passer because it stopped the run. And now there's no reason to even have a ball hawk like Eddie Jackson back there. I don't know what you see as the problem in that run defense. For me, it starts with Eddie Goldman, because he can force running games to go into other players, other Bears defenders. What do you see as the problem?
Well, you know, you hate to pin it on one individual player, but Eddie obviously is one, and Akeem Hicks, you know, he went out a few games ago with that growing strain, only played a couple of snaps in the home game, then was down for a couple. So I think that, you know, that plays into it as well. But no, there's no doubt that a lot of this stuff has been tested, and you know, I'm a big proponent in the league. It's really hard to just take something away. If a team wants to do it, you look at what the Bears were able to do against a very good run defense in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they were able to get Khalil Herbert loose for the longest run against them this year, and then of course over 100 yards. But you know, and I've heard this kicked around a lot too, Rosie, and I'm a big baseball guy. I think RBIs are important, but the statistical guys, the metrics guys, I should say, they say, you know, RBIs aren't that important. It's not that important of a stat anymore. And I'm hearing that now in the NFL as well, that teams don't really care if you're running the football effectively against them. It's almost like we'll kind of give you that because it's such a pass-happy league. So the teams that have dedicated themselves to running the football have found success doing it. I mean, you watched it the other night, Thursday night, what the Colts were able to do against the Jets team. They really gave up. But you know, this league is all about what can you do down in the red zone, forcing field goals. I mean, the league allows teams to go 20-20 fairly simply. It's not very difficult, at least in the grand scheme of things. All the rules are set up to try to have, you know, more offense and much more exciting games. And then when you get down into the red zone, it's the teams that can force field goals. And last week, of course, the Bears weren't able to do that. The first couple of trips they were, and then those touchdowns. And then when the Bears on offense are kicking field goals, it just can't happen. And especially in a game where, you know, you're having a hard enough time scoring as it is with an offense that's really hamstrung down in the red zone with lack of weapons and lack of ability. But you got to be able to find a way to score touchdowns down there. So a long answer to your question, I'm hoping you know, that again, the Bears, it comes down to some of its tackling. You know, there's been a lot of missed tackles at the first level that kind of forced guys to get in the second level. And then we've all gotten frustrated, and we've probably all kind of, hopefully, we've seen the last of these guys, you know, stripping and pounding at the football. But that goes to what I'm talking about. These teams don't really care. Not that they don't care, but they don't give as much emphasis to every yard. Like when I played, it was, you know, we got to fight for every yard. We got to defend every yard of blade of grass. And now it's about getting the football out, forcing a fumble. They would rather hang on a running back for 5 or 6 yards and get 4 or 5 attempts at knocking the football loose than getting him down. And I know that frustrates a lot of fans who really want to see, you know, a good product, good tackling, something we've seen here in Chicago. We've been kind of blessed to be able to have throughout the years, but it's not today's NFL for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, and that's you see Eddie Jackson do that all the time. On when a running back or receiver, whomever, gets to his level, he's just trying to swat the ball or pull the ball out, and typically not to a high degree of success, really, since 2018. But, Jim, I wanted to build on what you, in the midst of that answer, you were talking about how teams are okay to concede running backs yardage because you're not going to hurt us at the end of the day with that. And unfortunately, that philosophy, defenses against the Bears offense that has worked for them this year, the Bears have a good running game this year, yet it's not complementing the passing game and the Bears are not scoring enough points. Why is that?
Yeah, I struggle with that, Mark, a lot because, you know, and I talk about this on our pregame show, and you know, sometimes you have to earn the right to throw play-action passes. You just don't walk in the stadium unless you've got Adrian Peterson from 10 years ago or you've got Derrick Henry or, you know, now a guy like Jonathan Taylor. But the Bears have done it. I mean, if you look at the Bears tape, and it's throughout the league. League knows that the Bears are a run-first football team. That's what they've become under Bill Lazor as the play caller. It's what they were last year when Bill Lazor called plays. This is what they are. So you would think that play action, and I know Tom and Jay talk about it all the time. It's the simplest block in football because you're running a running play option basically, and throwing the play action behind him. I mean, gosh, Ryan Tannehill's become an excellent quarterback, more than serviceable quarterback, I should say, based on being able to throw the play action. And you know, I struggle with it. I kind of scratch my head as to why that wouldn't translate, at least in that portion, and then. Of course, you get into the ability then to, you know, to stop the run. You got to usually employ a safety down. If teams see two high safety looks, they basically do the math and they say we can run the football. Well, once you get comfortable running the football and you be successful running the football, teams will come out of that two deep safety look and they'll come into cover three or they'll walk a safety in to try to help stop the running game and employ more assets to do that. And that forces some opportunities on the outside to go one-on-one. You know, Darnell Mooney has been outstanding, I think, for what we've seen in his second year. I think he's been everything we thought he would be. You know, for whatever reason, Allen Robinson and Justin Fields have not gotten a connection. I know there's been a lot of talk about staying after practice and working on that. Nothing, absolutely nothing can supplement the game snap. So they got to get it right in the game. I don't care how many times they throw the football on air, how many times they say, well, I'm do this against this. I'm going to, until they see it and rep it in actual game footage, it's really hard to replicate that in practice. So, you know, until I think he gets going, and then, you know, we've seen some more usage of the tight ends a little bit. And some of this becomes, you know, Justin can be wildly inaccurate at times. He's very inconsistent as a quarterback right now. He throws a couple really good throws, and then he throws some where you're scratching your head, like, you know, you have to look back at the tape and see, did his arm get hit, or was the ball redirected some way, shape, or form, because it was that far off. So I think that's just the growing pains of a young quarterback. I mean, I watched Mac Jones a couple weeks ago, a couple really odd throws that he made, you know, what Zach Wilson was doing before he was injured. Young quarterbacks are going to go through those fits and starts, and that's kind of the things you got to kind of grow with.
Jim Schwantz is our guest. You can hear him on the Bears pregame show on WBBM 780 AM and postgame and halftime with Super Bear hero Jay Hilgenberg and the inevitable Ron Gleason. Speaking of Mr. Fields, he had his best game with Matt Nagy locked away. Can you connect those dots? Does that make Does that make sense? He would have his best game with Nagy nowhere near a headphone or any kind of being able to voice anything, because I keep coming back to Justin Fields saying he liked Lazor's calm, which Matt Nagy is not. Do you make anything out of that? It's just a one game, no, it's too small a sample, it's nothing. Or will Monday be a referendum on Matt Nagy showing up on the sideline with the way his quarterback performs?
I think Monday's gonna kind of tell the tale, Rosie. I think you know, back in the old days when the skins, the golf skins were being played, and you win a skin, and then you know you go four holes of tying, and then you would win a big skin. Well, then they started this thing where they validated it. You had to win back to back to make that one kind of count. So it would allow so that if there was a lucky shot or something like that, it wasn't just kind of ruling the day. So I want to say it's kind of like that. So let's just say that this was another step in the growth and the maturation of Justin Fields. He was very definitive running the football. He made an unbelievable, the touchdown run was a backyard football play, completely broken. They tried to get the receiver into the flat quick on play on the misdirection. It wasn't there. He completely reversed field, picked up a couple big blocks and scored. That's not a scripted play, but that's not something that's something that just a guy with tremendous athletic ability can do. But let's see Monday night. If Monday night he steps backwards in a big way, and he's got Coach Nagy on the sideline, then I think there might be a little smoke there to the fire. But for right now, I'm willing to say that that was more of a that's another step in his game, his dedication when he ran the football, that he was he wasn't apprehensive at all. And the throws that he was able to make that were on target, especially to Mooney down the field, those were thrown on time and those were good scripted plays. But the athleticism that he has, I think, eliminates a lot of that. But I'm willing to kind of chalk that up to let's see one more week and then make the call on that on what Coach Nagy on the sideline does or doesn't do to Justin Fields.
All right. Well, it's an interesting sideline. Jim, appreciate your time. Thanks for spending time with us today.
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
See you, Jim.
That's Jim Schwantz. He's part of Mark Grody's pregame show on WBBM 780 AM, 105.9 FM, our brother station. Mark Grody's on every station. You are. And you are. What program do you have for all of the many radio listeners all up and down the dial, Mark?
What program? Well, I am, they call me Mr. Odyssey. That's what they call me around the station. And, if you have a radio station, just anybody listening right now, I would be more than happy to be on your radio station. So I actually go on a Green Bay radio station once a week that I've been doing for about the last 2 years or so, when I can. Sometimes it interferes. Yeah, I do. I mean, I do, like, various hits about the country, just like a lot of us do on the Bears beat, just to talk and rap, just like we just did with Schwantz. But these dudes in Green Bay just love having me on. I think they like having me on because the Bears lose, and then they can, rub it in my face. But, that's just the Green Bay mentality.
Yes, it is. All right. So Mark Grody will come to your radio station if you have one, if you want one, if you want a fake one, he'll be there for you.
Yeah, I will totally sell out for your radio station.
And speaking of Green Bay, Bears owner Aaron Rodgers. So he lied, he was deceitful, and then he proved it was like exponential stupid going to his, by talking about acting like he was vaccinated when he wasn't, and the team as co-conspirators, knowing he wasn't, and not forcing him to abide by the unvaccinated rules. Well, it drew a lot of comment because he, instead of dealing with doctors, instead of believing in doctors in the Mayo Clinic and believing in epidemiologists who have studied this for years, he just relied on his good friend Joe Rogan, former Survivor host. And anyways,
he wasn't a Survivor host. He was
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
By the way,
all the same thing.
I actually like Joe Rogan a lot. I think his podcast is great. But his COVID, he is not the man that you should go to for your COVID information or anything medical information. But I dig Joe. I think he's good.
All right. Well, I canvassed the social media world, and I'll bring to you after this some of the more enjoyable, laughable things. And here's what I want you to remember through all this. There was at one time in 1988, I want to say, there was a Saturday Night Live skit where John Lovitz was Michael Dukakis and Dana Carvey was George Bush.
I remember. Go on.
Dana Carvey did this word salad, almost a Matt Nagy type word salad of stuff that wouldn't be prudent, wouldn't be. It was nonsense. It was stupid. It was as much as Matt Nagy's Kumbaya and good vibes and all of this and meaning nothing. And then as Michael Dukakis, John Lovitz looks over and says, "Can you believe I'm losing to this guy?"
And, how the hell am I losing to this guy?
Right. And so this was exactly what reminded me of Aaron Rodgers coming off was like exponentially stupid. And can you believe the Bears can't beat this guy? Anyways, I'll bring that to you after this. And we have this White Sox report from Jeff Passan of the Four Letter Network. And he is reporting that the White Sox will pick up the $16 million option on Craig Kimbrel. And that will be, that has been previously reported by Bob Nightingale. He reported that right as the offseason started, but this seems a little certain. More certain, I should say. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. So we'll come back and we'll laugh at Aaron Rodgers. And at top of the hour, we'll talk to Josh Nelson of Sox Machine, and we'll discuss Kimbrel and Hahn and everything like that. Saturday Suckage, we suck so you don't have to. He's Mark Grody. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan, after he got COVID, and I've been doing a lot of the stuff that he recommended in his podcasts and, you know, on the phone to me. And I'm going to have the best immunity possible now based on the 2.5 million person study from Israel that people who get COVID and recover have the most robust immunity.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You done messed up, A.A. Ron!
That is Bears owner Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee's podcast, Twitter cast, whatever you want to call it. Streaming spectacular. That was yesterday when
actually his name is now the punter who wears short sleeves, according to Olin Kreutz. So that's his official name on this station.
If you saw it, did it look like he was trying not to laugh at Rodgers spewing all of this crap, and this was supposed to be a friendly place?
You know, when he did that comment right there that I just played, when he said that, it looked like Pat McAfee was holding back laughter.
Trying to cover his, yeah. All right. So, this is Saturday Suckage, and this is a perfect time to discuss Bears owner Aaron Rodgers. So during the interview, in trying to cull the millions and millions of words and shots and posts and things in social media, here's what I've got. I just want to start with this because this was kind of, I had no idea that Aaron Rodgers was a spokesperson for Previa Health System.
Yeah, right.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. Nope.
Okay, so he was, and there was a picture of him doing that on this social media post. During the interview, Rodgers twice said, quote, "healing people, there isn't a lot of money in it." So his comments cast healthcare providers as profiteers who care less about making people healthy and more about making money. So Previa Health has been deleting videos and tweets and podcasts and anything that Rodgers had something to do with. So this guy, I had not realized. I knew about the State Farm stuff. And then, can you imagine what's going on at State Farm headquarters? Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. This is our idiot?
Okay. Oh, my God.
So Rex Chapman. Wow, we have a breaking phone call with 2 minutes to go in this segment. What have you brought us, Trash Panda?
Well, I couldn't say no to this guy because he yells at me if I don't put him on. It's Toby.
Oh, it is.
Toby.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to be missing out on those Previa, big fat Previa checks.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no.
How are you, Toby? Terrible. Are you healthy? Oh, are you taking
okay?
Ivermectin to make sure you stay healthy?
Because no.
Horse paste is what every doctor recommends. Well, every doctor
no, recommends. I had a nice Swedish lady actually give me the shot, and I haven't gotten my booster yet, but I think I'll be okay from now.
Is that part of the Swedish study, or is that just...
I don't know.
It's the choice. But, he went to Ann Sather's, and he got the Swedish pancakes, and they gave him a shot.
She was so nice. She apologized. It was the cutest. She, you know, I winced a little, and, oh, sorry. And I was like, giving me a shot.
Well, cool. You sure she wasn't Canadian? Because they're sorry about everything.
Oh, no.
They just say sorry.
No,
and
no.
They mean
oh,
well.
Oh, she would have said sorry. No, if she was Canadian, she was Swedish.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're vaxxed. I'm vaxxed and boosted. Yeah. I'm vaccinated, sure. Caffeinated, animated, and later on I'll be self-medicated.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
What are you doing tonight, Steve? You got a little wine party going on?
Oh
tonight?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I got
that's what it'll be. It'll be me and a bottle of Cabernet Franc.
Party at Steve's house.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Kegger. Didn't you? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Check this out, Toby. I think, and we haven't talked about this on the air yet. Steve and Trash Panda went to a kegger together a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no. Nice.
It was quite the night. Let me tell you
what it
is. Is it still $3 at the door at keggers?
Well, in my time in college, it was $5 at the door.
Oh, yeah. You're a little younger. Yeah, inflation. Back in my day, it was $3, man. Here's three cash dollars. No, I am not a cop. Where's my cup?
Anybody do any keg
checks.
Stands? Did Steve do any keg stands?
Yes, I was. There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but I was. It was really close.
Hey,
really
Toby, close. Have you ever done a serious question? Have you ever done a keg stand?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we all have. Where'd
NIU?
You go to college? Oh, you went
NIU?
To Northern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're a Husky. Yeah,
I'm sure that can be verified.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we cross paths at some point in time. Maybe in many a trip.
Did you cross paths with one Rick Camp? He's a fellow Husky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think I would have noticed him.
Yes.
Wow. Burn.
I don't know.
Burn!
From what I hear.
Yeah, he just walked around with his tuba all over the NIU campus, just being large with his tuba.
Well, right. And turning it into a calling. And congratulations to Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski.
Oh, yeah, he wears his fat well. I mean, he just does, you know?
He owns it.
For sure.
Yep.
So how about this Bears game,
go.
Huh? Monday?
Yeah, they suck. They suck, Toby. They're going to require...
Oh, I'm like...
Go Bears!
What would you say? Like, what's the word having to do with an octopus? Like, octopian? Or they're sucking on an octopian level.
Octopian.
A squidian level.
Why? Because
well,
they have all those things?
Can you leave it at exponential suck?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was trying to...
You're trying to be cute.
Trying to get the same point across.
You were trying to impress Uncle Stevie, weren't you? Look, Stevie is the zinger man on this show, okay? He connects dots, not you.
Well, you know what? The good news is, Toby, they're only halfway to the vaunted six-game losing streak that George McCaskey and Ted Phillips love. That's the one they shoot for. That's their goal. That's the one they praise their coach and general manager for, that six-game losing streak. That's the gold standard. That's the holy grail of Bears football. And they're halfway
they're
there.
They're almost halfway. All right.
Yeah.
If only all of the rest of the losing streak could be by 50 points or more.
Well, they will be. You know what? The good news is this. Any Bears coach who lost to Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and got his butt kicked and got the franchise embarrassed in consecutive weeks, got fired. So I think we can all look to that as
I got,
as hope.
I figured out how to bet out here in the Oregon. Apparently, it's owned by the lottery, which is beautiful. And so I think the defense is going to be so bad. I got the over on Monday. I got it at 39.
I don't think anybody's scoring points in this game, Toby, to be honest with you.
I think that's what they want you to think.
Yeah, I'm falling into it. Hey, I picked the Bears to beat San Francisco and Green Bay, and I had a caller last night when I was doing the show with Briggs. He was such a jag, but it was funny. He goes, Bob, it was Bob. Maybe we could find it. Studs, if you got time, find this call.
He said he had a history.
You and I kind of have a history. He goes, I want you to tell us all why you picked the Bears to beat San Francisco and Green Bay. Then he hung up like he burned me. Yeah, you got me,
Yeah,
Bob.
He was like, how's that working out for you there? Tell Lance Briggs about that one there, Groly.
Yeah. Tell your little friends about that later. It was so funny. It was so funny.
Toby, we thank you for your call. We wish you good luck, and I would, if you're going to watch Monday night's game, I would have the bong fired up, and I would have a backup bong ready to go.
For sure, for sure.
All right, dude.
All right, guys, you take it easy.
All right, hybrids.
We'll get back to our Bears owner Aaron Rodgers ridicule later. We're going to take a break and change subjects. The White Sox. Their general manager spoke. He said a lot of things. I'm not sure what to make of it. There were a lot of things said that I don't know. And their great young starting pitcher had something to say while watching his high school friend pitch the clinching game, start the clinching game in a World Series. I want one of those. Bring me, give me, buy me, take me. I want one of those. Well, we'll see how that plays out. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. Josh Nelson of Sox Machine is coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.